weird memes, weird memes, corgis, weird memes, like some girl's boobs going like this. I'm like, okay. After it's like, and you're gay, and I'm like, oh, those are nice boobs.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs. We want to hear your dirty secrets too. If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
I was looking at your legs and how scratched they were.
Yeah.
And feeling bad about it. Laura, you're going to have to let me know if my nipple comes out.
Yes.
I know you won't tell me because you like to look. But I'm not trusting the shirt right now because I was looking down. I was like, that might be areola. And we're not even 10 minutes in. So not that 10 minutes in would matter for that. It's not swearing. A nipple isn't swearing, but it seems like it is for how much they're censoring.
It's so promiscuous.
It's like, oh, the outline of a nipple. I feel like I've ranted too much about the nipple problems.
Yeah.
The hard nipple people face. I can't speak. That was a tongue twister I gave myself. So welcome back to the show. We're getting, Kay's going to get a haircut that I dropped the name of immediately, but it's going to be fire. We're excited about that. I'm excited to see what it looks like. It's a sunburst. Yeah. It's a sun orgasm.
You're so close.
I know.
What was it? A starburst?
I'm kidding.
Oh my god. So close. My autistic was like, I thought you meant too close to you, and I started backing up.
Stop.
Get over here. Sit in daddy's lap.
It's a burst fade.
Burst fade.
Burst fade. You had the burst in there.
Yeah, there was a sunburst. It was starburst.
Oh, starburst.
Yeah.
I love starburst.
They're What's so your favorite good. Kind?
Pink.
Of course. Naturally.
Yeah. You?
Red.
What? I bet you like the yellow ones too, you even.
Oh my god.
Banana runs, yo.
Yeah.
The banana runs. I'm with you on that,
yeah.
though.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even understand how we're all in the same room right now. That's crazy. It's so... Ugh.
It's all just, an illusion.
It's like, it's a weird, it's like you can't get it out of your mouth. You brush your teeth and it's still in there, the banana flavor.
Mm. But it's a good flavor. So,
no.
Mm. Yes.
No.
Yes.
What about it is good to you? Because to me, this is what the banana run flavor sensation felt like in my mouth. It's like if you were to have a cotton ball that was soaked in like banana juice. And then you kind of put that in there
banana
and you have to
juice?
Let it. Yeah. So you have like weird banana oil seeping all over your mouth, but you also have like a cotton ball flavor because, you know, cotton has a flavor. Yeah. Come on. We've all sucked on a cotton ball. Don't pretend like you haven't.
At least a Q-tip when you.
Yeah. Because you got to just see. We're disgusting.
What do you mean?
I've never done either. Oh, wait. A swab down the throat. When
no.
We were COVID tests and stuff.
No. You'd never just like put a Q-tip in your mouth and like it's just like twirled around on your tongue.
You gotta get it full of spit so you can wipe. What are you...
Oh my god, I think we're trash.
You gotta fit it full of spit? What? What are you doing with this spitty Q-tip?
Wiping stuff off?
What stuff?
Stuff? Like maybe there's some makeup like...
Dusty with it.
No!
Don't be crazy. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about get the little bit of spittle right there. Because sometimes it's like when you get the water and you get like a waterproof mascara or something on your lower line, water isn't going to take it off. It's waterproof.
It's not?
But for some reason, my weird Spider-Man spit does kind of just like you just pull it off the side and it's gross. And But it's your own spit, like...
It fixes it. It's perfect.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in a pinch.
I'll give it a shot.
And then you're like, oh, that tastes weird.
I always do water. Is that weird?
Okay. No, it's not weird. This is weird. But apparently. It's more effective, I think.
And we also don't have to like go to a sink for it.
The more you know.
You just got right
I'm not
there.
Kidding. I have Q-tips on my vanity. And when I don't feel like going into the sink, to do, I'll just look and then I just pull it right there. I'm like, oh, that blended not good enough. And then it kind of helps blend out and makes the line really? More straight. You
yes,
know?
It's very nice. You also sounded like Yoshi just then.
I did.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like when Yoshi sticks out his tongue? Oh, you did like a
Ernest is just giving us a standing ovation.
Yeah, we gave him a little pimp scarf. Yeah,
gotcha.
His name is Ernest. So shout out Jeff Leach who came on the show. And he gave Ernest. He gave Ernest the name, but he said Ernest Hemingway, but we did Cummingway.
Yeah,
so it's Ernest Cummingway.
That's nice.
Because then it's not like plagiarism or whatever that would be to steal someone's name and give it to a dick, a big purple dick with a yellow bow tie. He's so fancy.
I like his googly eyes.
We want to give him hats, like give him little costumes.
Yes,
I want a little pinstripe suit.
We found him on Etsy.
That's so great.
There's so many suits and so many outfits.
I love it.
And no one ever called in about if they've ever dressed up their penis like anything, and I want to know. And if you haven't, I want you to go home. Y'all have some homework this week, all right? You need to find your dick, a little fancy costume, and make yourself feel good. Put on a little show with your dick, even if it's just for yourself. Or you could record it and send it to me on OnlyFans, because that's always fun. And just want to really get into the character of who your dick is. Because if you don't know who your dick is, how do you expect to use it, right? You have to really get in there. It's like therapy for your dick, trying on different outfits, seeing what works.
Yeah.
What makes you feel sexy? That's what I want to know.
I want to see
definitely
some with
a top hat.
Superhero cape, just so it can whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. I had a Superman one that had like a cape, like a rubber cock ring cape.
Nice.
Just over the little tip of it. And it's like,
That's beautiful.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Yeah. Yes, I love that.
I think that was one of the ones lost in the war, in the desert, the desert explosions.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy. Oh. He should have just kept it. He could have used it. He was into that.
It wouldn't have fit. It fit too big.
I don't think so. He could take it.
Tell Kay about the SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, what the wrong with the SpongeBob?
So. We did a friendship book challenge, which maybe we should get another one on for all of us.
Yeah,
it's been over a year since and Fruit Smash now.
We'll probably at least scratch six before we find one that we like. Thank you, Brian. Go to hell, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Suck my dick, Brian.
Bryant, whatever your name is.
The audacity. This man, in a few of these, is like, gather a group of four or more friends.
Who has that many friends?
Exactly. The fuck? And then the audacity, you read further. Got a group of six or more friends. We were like, this is just insulting at this point. Like, I talked to my dad on the phone today. Shout out, Dad. And
hi, Dad. Hi, Daddy.
He was like, do you have time to call? I was like, I just called him. And he's like, I was like, I got the girls coming over today. He's like, oh, the girls? I was like, yeah, my two friends. He's like, you have two friends? I was like, yes, Dad. I've got two friends. I've got two.
More than one.
Just like your boobs. Two.
I got acquaintances and I got my two friends.
Yeah. Like, you
know, friendly acquaintances, sure. But, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I made a TikTok about it because I was thinking, you ever go through your old messages and you just see something that you never answered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go,
and I'm like, wait, I look at this message, right? It's been over a year. And here's the thing. So the first, I remember when this happened because the first time the message came and I'm in the middle of doing something, it was like a set day, right? And I was like, shoot, okay, I will get back to them when I've decompressed from the day, all of that. It didn't happen. And then the next night I thought about it and I was like, oh shit, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was probably even later there. I probably shouldn't message now.
Right.
Right. Right. And it just kept like going on like that. Mm-hmm. And then like a couple months went by and I saw the message because other things start piling up on top of that, right? Yeah. And then I was like, it's been too long to be like,
hey, sorry, I was sleeping. So my phone was charging.
So about this, it's been like 6 months. But so I was like, well, I'll figure out a way to reply to it. So now it's been a year and it's sitting there unanswered. Yeah. And I feel like at this point, I can't just be like, hey, new phone, who dis? Like, it doesn't. No. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Is there
way.
A point that you just like, I think maybe I just lose acquaintances that way because I just like, I don't know how to just be like, hey, sorry, I missed this and I will let it go for a year. And then feel guilty about it as it still sits there unopened.
Honestly,
you could always send this message here. I just sent you a text right now. You could always send this.
They're texting about me. It's why I can't see it.
You could showcase.
That's perfect. The just, melting smiley face. Yeah. Just like, so this has been me the last year. How about you? We're talking before rolling about how I brought my own self into the headspace of the last year and a half, and I feel like I'm finally like crawling out of it, which feels good, dude.
Yes!
It feels good. God.
It's work.
Be a good summer.
Mm-hmm. It's work.
Yeah.
But it also gaslight the other person too. Yeah. You could reach out and just being like, hey, I was just wondering if you got my last text. I was going through some messages and
pull the Uno reverse card and be like, I did reply to you. Did you not see it? Did it not go through? Man, I must have been in like a bad service zone because it says that I sent it. So I don't know what's going on.
You should have followed up with me, dude.
Did you get mad? And
are you good?
Did I wait a little
too
friends?
Long?
Yeah. I mean, it was only 24 hours, but you didn't have to like ghost me for a year about it. It's kind of weird.
That's how you do it.
Please
listen,
do that.
When you spend your entire 20s being gaslit, you know how to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You learn every trick of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are a tradesman and you can do it. You don't want to. You feel
tradesman.
Guilty doing it. Even this talking about right now, I'm like, that would so work. But I'm also like, I literally can't do that. And I can't do that.
I'd have to come clean. Like after we have the conversation, rekindle a friendship and be like, so I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Like 6 months down the road when it's like, you're tight enough, you've given enough gifts, you've welcomed them in enough, you've replied enough times consistently. Yeah. They're like, so funny story. This entire new friendship is built on lies. And that's like a lot of relationships.
Yeah, hey. And you could send that little gif you sent me this morning with the little face where he's like,
yeah.
Oh no.
He's just all like, scared.
Oh.
Yeah.
I call it the Edward because this is how Edward looks when all the time. Like I took a photo of him doing it today because he like doesn't know what to do with himself. My dog, for people who don't know. Yes. I just talk about my dogs all the time and now I feel like I bring them up every episode and it's a problem. I own corgis. I don't know what to tell you. It's a psychosis. So, but he always thinks like he's always on edge. So he'd be laying there relaxing and then he hears a noise and he looks like,
he side-eyes a lot.
He side-eyes so aggressively. I'm like, they will get stuck that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why sometimes they divert off to the sides because like he spent so long side-eyeing in different directions. They don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, whoosh, like that.
Gotta keep them separated.
Oh my God.
Let's do a scratch.
Oh, should we do a scratch?
Let's do it.
Or we did have an email.
Get into
a voicemail.
It. Yeah.
Ooh.
So we should probably do email first. I think we can wrap up with friendship challenge book.
And for all y'all at home, I have no voice because of karaoke. Thank you very much. I am not under the weather.
Do you want to talk about what the fuck happened?
Yo, oh my God.
So that was interesting. There was a massive explosion. I don't know if it was someone's boat or if it was near a boat, but however, 15 boats went down burning. And it was a big explosion, a big ball of fire, you know, so it was pretty wild. And I mean, I had to wait quite a while before I could even leave mm-hmm. the area so that it was like safe for people to like get out safely and not just like everyone all at once. Like, you know, it was just like kind of crazy. But for everyone out there at the Lake Mead Marina, hope you're all safe and well. And if you're watching this, thank you for the support.
I hope you find your lost boats.
Yeah, sorry about your boats.
They had to actually
what do they call it? Untie. Untie some boats and just let them kind of freely float so that they wouldn't explode with all the others.
The thing is, though, how do they get lost? Because it's a lake.
Right?
They're not just like going out to the
ocean.
That's
just what I heard. Yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows the real story?
I wonder whose job that is to go like find the lost boats.
If that's like, your job, call in. Crazy.
It'd be fun. Just on a jet ski being like, oh, I see one.
Do you ever have a period of time where you wanted to live in a lighthouse?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
There was something cool about a lighthouse. I was just like, damn, I could live out here. Just up at the top of the tower, you have your, just move the light. you control the waters. You're like, this is the way. What if it's not the right way?
I would do it.
You get pissed off and you're like, crash. Fuck you.
Don't fuck with the light keeper.
I wonder if we could rent a lighthouse like on an Airbnb. Mm. You guys could shoot content there.
Nice. Light horse. I mean, I just come up with this shit on the fly. I don't know what to tell you. I need some workshopping, sure.
Hey.
But it's I think it's a start to something really magical.
Let's My problem is I wanted to look like the grungy old man that lives there, though.
Well, that's
like,
what I thought.
Okay, good,
what
good.
What I thought would be funny. This is where my brain goes.
Okay. Grungy old man.
Yeah, like the light keeper. He has like the big old coat. The white, like gray furry beard and all that.
Okay, so I read this like really dirty book one time. It was terrible. It's the one I told you about, the one that I left on a plane for someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just read dirty books on planes. I don't know what to tell you. I get bored. I need stimulation, which is why the new fairy. I hate that what got me like back on a super reading kick is fairy porn. I hate it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got Kay on it.
Y'all are reading fairy porn.
Do you want to read the first one? Because Kay finished it.
I did finish it.
I'm giving her the second one today because I just finished it.
I don't know when I'll read a book. I don't remember the last time I've read one.
Before bed? When Carlo's gone.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll give it a shot. But is it like a... Okay, I'll tell you this. I'm not into like period pieces, which I'm not saying this is.
No.
So will this grab
there
my attention?
There is blood, but there's no periods.
It'll grab your attention for sure. And like the first one is so tame.
What do you mean?
There's like nothing.
But there's
so
some
neck
biting.
How does it get your interest then?
There's because so much death.
There's like a story.
Death?
There's death. There's like immediate death.
Yeah. Are
There's
these,
always the
are
threat
these
of death.
Spoilers?
No. 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 This is just it. That's what I'm telling you is like I love reading. I really do. But I hadn't had anything new by Stephen King in a while. Shout out Gino. Thank you. That I have a new book to read. But I kept seeing it pop up and I was like, this is gonna be stupid. But I already read filthy books, so I might as well. And it's not filthy, but it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like tame but ferocious.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
At the same time. Uh-huh. All right. So I'll take it for a week, and if I don't start it, I'll bring it back. How about that?
Just keep it. Just let it
come
to you.
Give it to someone else.
Well,
pass it
everyone
on.
Needs to read it. Like we'll come back through. We'll cycle. When I tell you that, like, it's like that. You keep expecting the climax to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the book is edging you. I shit you not.
That's
yes.
What I...
100%.
I have edged while reading the book. So, it works really well. It gets to the point that sometimes, like, it's like there is daylight waiting through my window, and I'm like, damn, I should stop reading this book right now. Because when do I get time to read except, like, late at night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just up way too long with fairy smut, so I don't know what to tell you.
It's great. It's so hot.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I don't even know why we started talking about that because I feel like
light horse.
Oh, yeah, it was the lighthouse thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But that book, not the fairy smut, but the other really filthy one that I left on the plane. Shout out. So there was a lighthouse, and the lighthouse guy wasn't hot, right? He was a killer, of course. But with my idea, you already want to have like the beard and like the grungy clothes and stuff. Yeah. I'm shipwrecked.
Oh, okay.
So I also kind of look like shit.
Yeah.
And you take me in and you like bathe me and you like bring me back to life.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you feed her.
And I like stroke your beard. Uh-huh. And I'm like, now let me clean you. And then all of a sudden it's like you.
This kind of like, feels like Aquaman goes into.
Oh,
porn.
Well, maybe.
I love this.
Like, I just start cleaning you up, and I'm just like, and then all of a sudden you're like, beautiful. You're like, I never cared.
You're been like, you're alone. A woman?
Yeah.
At first, I'm disappointed, but then you eat my pussy so good that I'm like, okay, well,
hey.
Men suck anyway.
I like this.
think it could be a vibe. I'm just saying. You're like, I haven't cared about myself in so long until you washed up on my shore.
I only care for the seas.
But now I found the sea between your legs and I just can't. Maybe you're an ocean. I look into your eyes and I see the ocean.
You wear these fishnets for me.
You put your ear up
but
to
it's
the...
just a fishnet.
Girl, you get your ear, put it on her vagina, and you say, I hear the ocean. That's what you freaking do. Like, this is all gold. Can I get an amen? Let's amen. Go, girl. Come
but
on.
I feel
girls.
Like we also need, like, not a real tub, but, like, one of the wooden, like, tubs. Do you know what I mean? Like, an old-timey tub.
Like a.
But I was like, why is this here? There should be a bathtub.
Wait, we could use the plunge. It's a tiny tub.
It is a tiny tub. It is a tiny it little is. Tub.
But it's very Whip. Cold. Well, wow.
I think that we have a lot to look forward to.
Why do we always come up with weird porn ideas?
Because it's fun. Okay? Like, it's not... I don't watch... Like, I have watched porn. There are some times I will watch porn. But, like, when I make porn, I want it to be funny. And I think that porn should be funny. And I don't like it when it's too serious.
Yeah.
Like, I will make jokes in bed. I'm going to do it in yes. porn. Like, you want authentic, bitch? Well, we're about to go deep, so I don't know what to tell you. Because I don't know. I like it. It's fun.
Go deep.
And why be boring with it?
Never. We could call it, like, 69 Leagues Under the Sea. Oh, my gosh.
That's so good. I think we could, like, write a whole book about it too. We'll make our own
make
smart
our own
book.
Yes!
Fairy porn, move aside.
Because it is, you like, even you look at like half of the shit on this wall and it's like weird, like there's so
that
many just
true.
Weird things.
You have like a weird Satanism thing right here.
Yeah.
There was the vampire. Star Wars thing.
The Star Wars thing was its own just insanity.
I think that's Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh no, that's Laura with a giant Santa
what?
Bag. That's from our Krampus video,
oh,
the Christmas
Santa
Krampus.
Bag. I could tell that was Laura, but I was just like, is this Little Red Riding Hood?
The giant sack, the giant red sack, girl. It looks like you have like a wing.
I just see a leg.
Yeah. But yeah,
look at those legs.
Look at that leg.
Oh.
But there's just so much weird stuff that we've done. I was thinking about this recently because I've been partnering with the My Club thing for the AI stuff. And... it says that it's AI on it. Does it actually look like me? No, it's like a no. ghost of me, but it's yeah. AI. Do you know what I mean? Like,
a ghost.
Do you really expect it to look exactly fucking like me? Like, it's not real. It's not a real person.
Right.
It's my features on something fake. And when you think about, like, how everything has filters now, everybody uses filters or, like, a fucking Facetune or whatever. It's like... to the guys that comment on my post about how terrible AI is and how, like, I had some guy comment the other day that, like, AI does creepy things and makes it look young. Like, this is a photo that I posted that's, like, a Safer Work thing.
Yeah.
It says AI on it. It's very much obviously AI. I'm like, the fact that you see a fully developed body.
Yeah.
A fully developed fake body and a smiling face and you think that this looks quote-unquote young, honey, I think you're the one with the fucking problem.
Absolutely.
For one, or you get the guys that are like, oh, if you ever catch me jerking off to AI porn, I'll just K myself, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna end it. And it's like,
okay,
what do you jerk off to? Because there is some fucked up shit out there that people jerk off to, and even stuff that's just like, maybe it's not my thing. Like, I don't really understand the feet. I understand the feet, but for me it doesn't turn me on, you know what I mean?
Right.
I understand the whys of the feet. That's why I make really good feet content. Do I understand why you like mine? Absolutely not. It blows my mind, but I get the general concept of feet. But it's like, there's obviously not something for everyone, and it's like, who gives a fuck if there's a don't look at it then. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like something weird. I know that you do.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone likes something weird.
Yeah. Everybody has something a little weird. Honestly. It's
dude,
just so weird.
I caught my ex watching some like weird robot porn. It was like cartoon robots.
Laura.
Yes?
My lips are so dry.
What happened?
I don't know. But I think if you kiss me, it will help.
No!
Well... in lieu of that, I guess I might go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that I purchase. And luckily, I did, because joining us today, we have sugar-free white grape
from Liquid IV. If you've never tried Liquid IV before, Laura, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can find inside one stick of Liquid IV?
Well, one stick of Liquid IV contains all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to really be hydrated, and it has all the Bs.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, which are very, very good for your hydration station, which is your body.
Yes.
So if you think that you might be dehydrated, you probably are. If you're seeing this right now or hearing this, you are probably dehydrated, because a lot of people are. And I like to start my morning, every morning, with one stick of Liquid IV, dissolved in 16 to 18 ounces of water. I just put it in my little tumbler, take it out on my day, and I have it before I even start coffee in the morning.
It's the best. And then this is the sugar-free one. Oh, yeah. They're so good. They're all so good.
My personal favorite is white peach. Mm-hmm. I'm just currently out of white peach because I drink it all. But we love Liquid IV. And if you guys want to give it a try, these are perfect for a stocking stuffer, I would think, for the ho-ho holidays or any time of year, really. I guess you could really have a stocking any time of year, but right now it's Christmas. So consider it in your gift purchases. You can go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Help the pod, help your hydration, or the hydration of your loved ones. Do you not care about the hydration of the people that you love?
Yes.
Do you want them to walk around all winter with chapped lips?
No.
Depression? Sadness? Those things can come from being dehydrated and just all walks of life, but something that will put a smile on their face is a pack of Liquid IV. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15% on everything that you purchase, and get free shipping. Thank you, Liquid IV, and back to the freaking show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck is... Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a concerning one. It's a titled thing.
But... Robots in the sky.
Oh, God.
Just tagging him. Little robot pain. That's what I pictured. Was it?
No, no. Oh. It's... Because it sounds so bad now that I remember the title of it. So I don't know if, like, I should say it.
Say it.
Because, like... Say it. Do you remember the show, like, Jenny the Teenage Robot?
No.
She was, like, a little blue robot.
No.
And just going through life. And it was a little cartoon show.
I've never heard of that before.
I've never heard of it either.
Wow.
We should bring it up. What does this say?
It's like Jenny
the what?
Yeah, Jenny the Teenage Robot.
Oh, that wasn't what it was it?
That's what it was.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? How fucking disgusting.
I can't.
Here she is.
That. Something wrong psychologically.
Wait, so this was made into a porn?
That was.
I know that, like, you can't say the word. Do you know what's fucked up? Is that you can't say the word. You can't say the P word.
Right.
Or you get censored. Yet, we've talked about this shit before. I went into the Creator Insights on TikTok, and one of the top searches with, like, 1.9 million searches. All the other ones are maybe in the hundreds of thousands, 50,000, 200,000, 1.9 million.
To say it.
Little children.
Jesus, fuck. What is wrong with people?
Nope.
And I made a TikTok about it. No real interaction. Like, right. The people who commented were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But, so things get censored, right? There's all these Mommy and Me accounts.
Oh my God.
That it's just... You are using your child in a public space without their consent, because if they are not consenting to anything that you're doing, and when they grow up to have their complete life from start to present recorded online for everyone to see, and not to mention the fact all of these studies and reports have gone around about, like, the P word rings that go around, and these are the accounts to follow, and, like, the parents are engaging back with these commenters, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Some of them even do meet and greets. Fucking skip prison. We need to do, like, the public roping, you know?
I've said this before. I think it was very, like, one of the early episodes that I talked about with Caitlin Brooks. Shout out. So they have, like, Epstein's Island, right? Mm-hmm. They just need their own island, and the P words just are in a coliseum, and it's live streamed, and there's, like, tier systems.
Yeah.
You know, you could maybe,
you know, battle your way out, and then you just get castrated at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you can live, but you have no genitals left. Like, God, doesn't work.
Like a Ken doll.
You can live, but you have to stay on that isolated island.
Yeah.
No, so then, human contact.
Yeah. So you stay there, right? So they have their own, like, little, you know, prison area. But yeah. once you reach that, right, you're castrated, and then you're meant to work. So you work making sure all the other P words are kept in line until they're in with their ranking match. And I think that peeing would stop real quickly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think there'd be a lot less P words in the world. That's what I'm saying. Because if there's those ramifications,
just say it.
And then if they're willing to risk it for the biscuit, well, I guess we just get some entertainment, considering how much people like to fry everybody online.
Uh-huh.
It's like, ugh.
Ugh.
Right? Yeah, I felt that way too after that show, Quiet on Set.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched.
Disturbing.
It's, man, when they get to Drake Bell's part, it was so bad.
Very, very sad. I mean,
I had a crush on Drake Bell, and so I just.
I think we all did.
It's one of those weird things of like, I don't know if I'm ready to know. You know?
It was a lot to take in, and I couldn't stop thinking about it for days.
Yeah.
That's how much it like affected. And I didn't even watch that. I just know, like, I watched all that. I watched, like, some of those shows on Nickelodeon. But, like, just to hear, like, the fact that there was that much shit going down around kids. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Not cool.
And the fact that a lot of them now, like, their kids are not even allowed. They're like, you cannot be in, like, this industry. Nope, I will not allow it.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I can't. It's... just like, I know that we've said this in other episodes, but it's because it's one of the things that actually like sends me into a rage just thinking about it. Like, I can't even think straight. Like, because it just, I can't understand the mindset of ever. Like, the thought of it is just repulsive. Like, my entire body is cringing. If my spine could coil up, it would be.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... like, what? And one of the unfortunate things, too, from what I've heard, is that people who do that had it done to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it's not always the case, but it's common if you are abused to abuse. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard. So then it's like just this endless cycle that has gone on for so long. And it's like all the things that people fight about around and things like that are just going on all the time, and why don't we just keep fighting about the same issues that we've been fighting about since I was a child and can remember adults fighting about them? Why don't we just keep talking about those same things and not focus on the actual? It's not like that those things aren't issues. It's just that I feel like they are things that are kept issues to keep people. Gotta keep them separated.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, but let's just ignore all of the big shit that's going on. Let's all just be blind sheep. And it's more fun that way, right?
And let's do an adventure challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. And then we'll read our email.
So you get to flip through. This one is the next one that Laura and I have to do. So you just find where you want to scratch.
And honestly, if it sucks,
we'll do a different one.
Skip it. Because we had a day where we literally scratched like four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until we found one that we were like, okay.
It was crazy. If you see one that scratched, it's because we said no.
Yeah, if there's no photo to it.
Okay. It's not the crafter party. Oh no, don't fall out of there. Stay in your home. Stay in your home. Okay.
Get in your home.
This is the crafter party.
The crafter party.
We want to make things?
Sure, we can make some shit.
All right. Daytime, nighttime, before dark. Oh, is this the scratcher thing?
Yeah, this end of it works really well because it's big.
We discovered.
Flat. Okay. Car shopping and a tree.
Car shopping and food.
I never looked at those. Damn.
No?
I noticed it was like one of the first things. I was like, icons.
Yeah.
This one has a long time commitment.
Right? 1 to 2 hours. That one's 2 to 4 hours. This says 10 man, but with a comma? So not.
Brian, like, what does that mean? 10 man.
Like that.
Yeah. Or this one's in plain sight.
Do we want to be in plain sight perceived?
We're not plain sight people. So why would we be in plain sight?
Yeah, why would we be? We wouldn't be in plain sight. We'd be in like vibrant sight.
Yeah, thank you. Neon.
Neon sight.
Hey.
Or dream building.
We could build some dreams.
That's shopping and home.
Oh, I like that.
That's shopping and home.
Those are the two we love.
Alrighty, let's do that, guy.
Yay! Get it.
Choo-choo. Sorry. There's so many fucking words.
I know. Brian.
Go this way.
God
with
damn it,
it,
Brian.
Okay.
I just like yelling at him.
Yeah, I know. Beef with Brian was a great episode.
Yeah.
That was the first time Brian pissed us off and entered our lives. And here we are.
All right.
Let's see here.
Don't we all want to live in our dream house? For this challenge, you'll become an architect. Purchase some Legos.
Yes!
I
hate stepping on Legos.
But you don't step on them. You just put them in.
So purchase some Legos at the store, as many as you'd like.
Ooh.
Take your set home and create plans for a dream friend's mansion. Once you've begun, once you've got your blueprints, begin building your dream house out of Legos. While you build, share with each other your top three must-haves for your dream home. If your Lego set has really specific items that don't fit the house theme, try to incorporate them in interesting and creative ways.
See, how are we going to make a bidet
with a heated
seat?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too! In my head! Because I was like, a Lego bidet would be so hard. Because you'd have to have detail, which would make it big.
You could use one of
the
little white cones.
Which would make the house huge.
You could use one of the little white cones, and that's like the bidet sprayer, and then make the little toilet. We just have a giant toilet.
Yeah, I want to make
inside
the swimming
the house.
Pool. I'll make the pool.
Okay, perfect.
This
is great. I like this.
This is a good one, Brian. Good job.
Thank you.
You've redeemed yourself.
You've redeemed yourself this one time. But watch out.
Legos.
We have our eye on you, Brian. There's a T at the end, but we think the T is silent. So fancy.
Considering he doesn't know how to spell, he probably doesn't even know how to spell his name.
Oh, no.
Because there's a lot of spelling errors.
There
in
are
this
a
book.
Lot of spelling errors in that.
It was weird. Like, no one proofread that book for him.
That's what we said before. Brian doesn't have any friends to proofread for him.
Nope. Yep. And the publishers suck, too. They dropped the ball.
Honestly.
Sorry. You didn't proofread that shit, did you?
They were like, too many words. I'm sure it's fine.
Exactly.
We need to take a moment. To talk about the gluteus minimus.
All right.
We have a submission.
Gluteus minimus?
We have another submission from Dave.
David. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the booty shake master. So
we love you.
David did us all the honor of an amazing twerk to end our Zoom chat. We saw butt crack and everything.
It was iconic.
Oh, wow.
It was very iconic. And now he's writing in.
Thank you.
About that said derriere. Hello, dangerous duo. It's Davy Lambsnow again. I hope you're both enjoying summer. We are.
Thank you.
Let's cut to the chase. I miss my butt. I have been power walking for many moons now. It's great. I feel great. I've lost 40 pounds, give or take. It's almost like a rhyme. I imagine something gets lost in the conversion from kilos to pound town. It does. Yeah. My belt size kept dropping despite that stubborn belly fat remaining. Still, I was caught unawares. Several nights ago, in a rare move of confidence and body appreciation, I slapped my butt like a slap on the back before my arse. Once the compliment to myself wore off, I realized I could comfortably grip my cheeks with one tiny hand. Where did all the flubber go? My britches are now filled with a bony butt. I've never been one for body dysmorphia before, but I like my round bottom. It was always a form of comfort and support. I never realized how proud I was of my derriere, and now I feel it's gone forever. Who has two thumbs and can no longer get jiggly with it? This guy.
Oh!
Baby got back, sure, but Davy got flat. Why does this bother me so? Appreciative as always. Davy, sitting with caution, Lambsnow.
I love it.
I love how that was written.
He wrote a really good one last time.
Amazing.
He's an artist.
Yeah, that
quite
was
an
fantastic.
Artist.
So, are you guys all thinking what I'm thinking?
Squats.
Squats.
Everybody.
Squats. 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 Squats.
Squats.
makes the booty jiggle.
It does. Mm-hmm.
I would do that, but no.
But seriously?
Y'all will see it.
I understand. Davey, I understand. The other night I was doing a workout and I used to sit directly on butt bones. Like if I would sit for too long, my butt would hurt because my bones were poking into the seat. It had to be a very cushy chair for me to be comfortable sitting for long periods. I'm always shifting, doing that stuff. Since I have grown a roundness in my butt, I was doing my hip thrust. I was doing everything. I was just going around. And then I just touched my butt afterwards and I was like, there's weight. Yes. I would describe it like if you had pizza dough that was defrosting but not fully defrosted, where it's like there's squish, but it's heft and it's firm. And I was like, this is crazy. So I can understand. It's why I keep training my legs, because now that I have it, I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I understand your pain. I really do, Dave.
Squats, y'all have had booties
the whole time I've known you.
It's been there forever.
Mine is
but we don't
want
to lose it.
Yeah, honestly. I would die.
Now, like hearing from Davey, I don't want to lose it. I got to get those squats in.
Yeah.
Let's go, girls.
I mean, it feels good when it just shakes when you walk. It's nice. It's like your own little thunderstorm.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice.
They're our biggest fan. They're like, yay.
Yeah.
They're
just
like,
clapping for us.
Because it is sometimes they'll do like a thing. And I like a move, but I'm like, it's not doing anything. And then you see it back in slow motion. It's like, it's crazy. So no, I can't imagine going back. I feel like it's very unfortunate that I have the body I actually want now at like almost 33. Like I could have just been doing this all along. I could have just liked myself.
Yeah, and you'll
and
have
not
this,
drank.
You'll have
and put
this
effort
body
in.
Until you're 55.
But
maybe,
you had to you had to go through it.
Yeah. Or 60, who knows? I've seen some really ripped 60-year-olds that look hot, and I'm like, what?
That's true.
I'm like, this is like, I mean, one person in mind is J-Lo. If you look at her actual body, I mean, like, she's got a great body. I don't know what she does. Like, shout out to J-Lo.
I don't trust celebrity bodies. Not a single one of them do I look up to.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
I don't look at them. I look at Kanye because you showed me Kanye and
his
feet always scare me. His feet are gross.
Oh my gosh.
Barefoot.
But I feel like
worst
I don't.
Worst places.
I feel like I don't really know celebrities and I've never looked at celebrities. So I've never shown any celebrity stuff.
On
I found out
feet?
Celebrity stuff from you.
Yeah, it's on my feed somehow. Like, I don't know what. Like, I get Kanye stuff all the time.
Do you know what it probably is? Is because you work with, like, and for a lot of people who are into that kind of stuff.
That talk about it.
Who talk about it, who do that kind of stuff. And then, like, you're in makeup and glam. Yeah. And that's all kind of part of, like, the entertainment curve. So it's probably, like, showing you stuff based on that.
Ding dong.
That's and true, it just shows me, like, three wolves fucking on a mic on a motorcycle like in front of a mountain with a rainbow in the background. It's like you're autistic and gay. Those are the memes that get sent to me. And then there's like a little ghost raccoon that's like coming out of the corner where it's like the opacity has turned to 50%. It's like, and then there's just three wolves and it's like, I don't know what this is telling me about myself. And then I look at your like for you page, like your discover page, and I'm like, oh, that's so normal. It's just like fucked up memes.
Oh.
And sometimes like really big like hamstrings. It'll just be like
nice. I just spit everywhere. Oh god. Really big hamstrings.
Look at those hams.
Like it'll be like weird memes, corgis, weird memes, like some girl's boobs going like this. And I'm like, okay. After it's like, and you're gay. And I'm like, oh, wow, those are nice boobs.
Not the human shoes.
And then it's just like some dude with like the biggest.
Did you hear about this? The human shoes?
Oh. Didn't tell you about the girls who were done up in bondage on the Instagram. Mm-mm. There was this one girl and she was like hung suspended like from the ceiling, like in bondage stuff.
With the feet inside of, I did see that.
Yeah. See? I didn't even send it to you, I don't think.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
I saw
so
it
circulated for a minute. You know? I'm just saying. I like how we also get served that stuff on Instagram and Laura's like, what the fuck?
I was like, what? Well, you showed to me and I was just like, how is this okay?
That was my... Yes!
Yet a nipple gets flagged.
Like, in any way, how is this okay? Because there are feet inside of vaginas.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, okay in terms of service. I'm saying just okay in general. Like, are they okay?
There is that. My first thought was terms of service. Because, like, I can't even have a bikini picture on there at a certain angle. And they're like, how dare you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I literally just saw an entire nipple 3 scrolls ago. But fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's like, well, it's like through a mesh.
3 scrolls ago.
Yeah, seriously. That's seriously how it feels. You're like scrolling. I'm like, there was this girl the other day who was like bent over in see-through leggings, like porn leggings that get ripped. And I could just see her butthole. It was like no surprise that was her butthole because there it was. Also, the starfish and all.
Also, Kanye's girlfriend shopping like in France or wherever they were, like at some like fancy boutique. Mm-hmm. And she's walking around literally in just sheer tights. No underwear.
I expect her to just like eventually be somewhere just in saran wrap.
But she's hot.
I feel like that's had to have already happened.
We can't even get mad.
Probably.
I think she is in saran wrap a few times. Like a dress that looks like saran wrap. You're right. You're on brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
I want to do that.
Do it.
I don't.
I would get
like
sweaty.
Like those ABC parties, anything but clothes.
I've never been to
What's
one.
What's that?
I've never been to one. I've just seen them. I'm not that cool to attend.
Anything but clothes?
So I'm like, I haven't even heard of them. You're like, well.
It's like a party though? Like what? No one wears clothes?
Yeah, it's anything but clothes. So, you know, you'd wrap up in saran wrap or like glue like gumballs to yourself or some shit. You show up wearing anything but clothes.
If you guys have done this at home, I mean, not at
tell
home.
Me
if
more.
You guys have done this, call in 702-900-6446. We need to hear your stories.
It's so weird because being in the industry that we're in,
mm-hmm.
you just expect that you're just going to end up in one of those places at some point.
Yeah.
Or that I would have by now. And I'm like, that's how I know that I'm not a part of anything. like
that would be miserable. Because,
and I've heard about it from like other people that I know or stuff, and I'm less like, oh, but they go places. They talk to people.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like meet someone once and I'm like, maybe we're best friends now. And then they don't speak to me again. I'm like, well, that tracks.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dad, 2 friends. All right. So
hey. We're the mighty.
The best
we're
friends.
The mighty ones.
Oh my god. Speaking of, I have a voicemail.
Yes.
Once again, I would just like to go on record as saying I do porn. All right? I'm a disgusting individual. And I have had so many people leave me comments about how my dad must be so proud of me and how I must have no father because it's fatherless behavior.
Yeah.
My father's been banned from a piano bar for strip dancing on either a table or a bar counter. I'm not sure which one it was.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
I did not know that.
Wow.
The more you know. So.
A legend.
Here's my dad. I think my dad wants to be famous as much as I do. Could you hand me the,
What?
The cord.
This one?
Yeah. It's snaking down somewhere over there.
A snake.
Poo.
Ooh.
Oh, we also have another voicemail as well after this.
Yay. Thanks, you guys, for calling in. We like hearing from you guys.
Hey, ladies. Molly, this is your dad calling in. Just responding to the call-out that you two gave me on your last episode. To try and help you get some insight on why you respond to challenges the way you do. So I thought about it for a little bit, and I guess the most basic, simplest answer is, I guess that's a philosophy I just use to try to raise you and your brother, is to let you know that you guys work hard at everything you do, especially you know, those challenging situations, especially things that, you know, people say, ah, you can't do that. You work hard at it. Give it your all.
Dad, are you using voice changer? It doesn't sound like your voice.
It sounds like he's driving.
He is.
Just be relentless at it, and you can get anything done that you want to. And then when you finally do, you get a great sense of satisfaction. That hard work, that's how you get successful. So I guess that's the basic answer, but then it's out a little bit more. And one thing you already touched on the episode is video games. Boy, when you guys were younger, we went hard in the paint at video games.
Remember when I saw Hard in the Paint and you didn't know? And I was like, I don't know. It's just a Michigan thing, I guess.
It's but there you go. Michigan thing.
Hard in the, oh, you know Hard in the Paint? Fuck yeah. Fucking go hard in the paint, bitch.
The tism.
You know, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, DDR. And although it's true, I could sing a mean Cyndi Lauper, I cannot touch when it came to DDR. You were amazing. And I tried hard, but just didn't get there, so.
He knows about the flying feet, just. Oh, fuck. I meant to pause it, and I swiped out.
Shoes, but, yeah. A couple thoughts on the way you respond to challenges. But I did have to talk, too, about a couple other things that just really went out on the seafood discussion, so I had to talk about fish for a second. Wanted to help clarify something about caviar. You had asked, is that from whales? Or correctly said, no, it's fish eggs. But I can see why somebody might go, is it from whales? Because one of the most sought after bits of caviar is beluga caviar. When I think of beluga, I think of those cute whales, not those dicks like orcas, but beluga is actually a type of sturgeon, and true caviar is eggs from sturgeon.
Do you know what's so funny? It's like, I knew about sturgeon from Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Because you can make caviar but only from the sturgeon.
Yeah.
So I knew about that part. But I love the fact that my dad just knows facts about whales enough to be like, so here's actually.
Wow.
Hey, Dad, were you ever tested too?
It's hereditary.
Oh. Yeah, pull back off a little bit. Continuing on that theme, you talked about shrimp. And it's no surprise, I am sure to you, that I love shrimp. I eat jambalaya all the time with it. I love it breaded and fried. And then that classic Midwestern party dish, shrimp cocktail. I can eat that all day. But I will agree with you that people don't prepare it properly, get rid of that shit vein. Disgusting. But I was wondering if you get some shrimp that's not properly.
So, my dad is like me, and he just talks because he has a lot to say. And he didn't realize he was going to get cut off, so he called me after. Just to tune me in a little bit on his joke, which he was about to give to us when he got cut off. What he wanted to know is, if you don't clean it out correctly and you eat the little shrimp and there's the poo inside, does that make it a dirty shrimp? He was trying to say Sanchez, and now I can't say it, and I'm butchering it. Sorry, Dad. You gotta talk faster.
But a dirty shrimp Sanchez?
Yeah, like a shrimp, like ches, a shrimp ches. Like something like that, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I butchered it, so it might have been funnier if you got the chance to say it, but I butchered it. I couldn't say shrimp.
He's awesome.
I was like, and the lips, the lisp just. The lisp came back. I'm always just choking back a damn lisp. Choking back something. Way. Not a fucking shrimp, though. I'll tell you what. I'm done with those days.
Was that the rest of the voicemail?
Oh, no. It was, because he didn't leave another one. Oh. But there was somebody else who did leave a voicemail that I just saw, so.
Hello, ladies. You're both amazing. Love the show. Just wanted to call in and tell you. Hear it. Love hanging out, getting goofy, and laughing right with you.
Oh.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a good day too, Rick.
That's awesome.
That is great.
That was Rick.
That was like an edging pause. I don't know how that felt like 5 minutes of pause. I was like, did I fuck it up by like vaping into the microphone? Did I break it? So we have to wrap up because we have things to do today.
We're
and
doing all
I'm
the
I'm that
things.
Thing, and Kay's doing it. So, hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much, Kay, for joining
Thank
us.
You,
and
Kay.
Please plug yourself real quick.
I can't do that on these cameras.
Well, I mean, you know, verbal plugs are still good.
Yeah. babebunch.com.
Has all of her links and everything. So anything else, you're being catfished. The amount of people who have called, or not called in, but emailed me in the past week. I would like anyone, because apparently you can find me after being catfished and then still not believe me when I tell you that it's not me. I'm like, what are we doing at this point? I release episodes every single week, giving you basically a living update of what's happening with me at all times. The fact that you could possibly be fooled at this point is insane to me. Just stop. You have problems. Go seek help. So with that, join patreon.com/twndpodcast because we do monthly Zoom chats for our dirtbag tier. You get episodes a day early, ad-free. You also get ad-free audio for patron subscribers only that goes out a day before episodes as well if you want to just listen on the go. So we also have skits. We have monthly photo sets, all that kind of stuff. We have something brand new that's coming up for a three-year anniversary episode, and it's going to be amazing. So if you want to join us, join Dirtbag Tier, and Wholesome Pledge just doesn't get you as much, but we appreciate it anyway.
Do it!
So you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast, and you can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW.
And you can follow me at Wham Glam Artistry.
Thank you all for joining us. And just remember, try butt stuff once. We'll see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.